Hi, everybody. I hope that your weekend is coming along nicely. Just a few minutes ago, I posted an article on my website, and I thought that I would read it for you here on my YouTube channel and also on my podcast. And as always, if you appreciate my efforts, there are many ways by which you can support my work. The title of the article is Madonna versus the Patriarchy, Madonna the singer. So here we go. I'm going to read for you the article. Last night, the 1980s pop icon Madonna tweeted the following, quote, "The patriarchy continues to try to crush my neck with their heavy boots, cut off my life force, and take away my voice, even those who call themselves artists. Dot 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 dot. You know who you are. Death to the patriarchy now and forever. Hashtag risk what you value. Hashtag value what you risk." Close quote. So then, in a series of rebuttal tweets, I wrote. So now I'm going to read for you the tweets in question. "It is truly unimaginable what you must have endured over the past 35 plus years as a largely unknown woman, shackled by patriarchal forces that never permitted you to shine. I drove to Toronto with my cousin in 1985 to see you. I now regret it." And then I continued. "Dear Yazidi women, enough with your whining. If you wish to see what a truly heroic victim is, look no further than noble Madonna. The suffering that she endured at the hand of the patriarchy is unconscionable, and yet she persevered in her Malibu mansion, unlike you whiners." And for those of you who don't know what the Yazidi women have gone through, enter Yazidi women in ISIS and then you'll see. And then I continued, "Yes, you've taken incalculable risks in building a multi-billion dollar empire via the repeated self-exploitation of your own sexuality. Those women in the Middle East who cannot express their individual dignity are nothing compared to you. You are the true hero." Close quote to the tweets. I also shared with her my sad truth clip based on an earlier Psychology Today article that I had published titled "The Narcissism and Grandiosity of Celebrities." "I truly cannot stomach the most privileged members of society using their platform to repeatedly engage in orgiastic collective Munchausen. Have some grace, exhibit some gratitude, recognize that you have had more opportunities afforded to you than 100 million women collectively have had in other regions of the world where the patriarchy truly does keep them down. Show some humility, age with dignity, learn about the world, extirpate the narcissism that runs through your entitled veins." Have a good weekend, everybody. Cheers.